Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and me husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Yay, hello indeed. Hi everyone, how are you, Rosie?
I'm all right, how are you?
Listen, I know every single week I tell you what episode it is, and you genuinely could not give a shit.
Couldn't give two flying fuck.
I think that's going to change this week.
Why?
It's episode 123.
That's all right, actually.
I thought you'd like that. Is that good?
I'm trying to think of a song.
Oh God, please don't. No.
What's the Gloria Estefan one?
Don't sing in the intro.
3, 4, come on, baby, say you love
right,
me.
Well,
5, 6, 7 times.
Well, they don't count because it's just...
8, what? Just let us get 9, 10, 11. I've just got to keep on dancing till you are mine. I think I've got a problem. I can't start a song without finishing it. Anyway, I'm done now.
You know, we all know.
123.
Episode 123. Yeah. So there you go. That is a lot.
That is a lot of hours. A lot of time.
A lot.
Holy shit, bags.
It's a lot. And guys out there, thank you for being with us every single step of the way. Or if you're a new person, you've just come on board, you've got 122 episodes to listen
Bloody
to.
Hell. Do you know what? Actually, like this is. It's gonna. Does it sound big headed? I don't know. Right? Because it's our podcast. It's weird. I still find it very strange that people listen to this and that they binge it.
Yeah.
And that they're like, oh, I've got all of it to listen to. But honestly, if I started listening to something or watching a program and then I found out, and I liked it, and then I found out there were like 122 more episodes, I'd be absolutely buzzing.
Well. Hey, imagine they had a live tour as well.
What?
And a book! Oh, that was really fucking loud. That was painfully loud.
We've got all them things.
We have got all them things. So, there's a book. There's a paperback's coming out soon for the book. And then the tour. September's all sold out and December's happening. Look, listen, Rosie.
What?
It's episode 123. This is the introduction. You know, it's 123 episodes. It's a long time.
Mm.
I've run out of sponsors.
No. You haven't.
I absolutely haven't. This week's sponsor is...
Yes.
Ruffling your ham. Hey. Are you in the house? Currently living with someone who has made you a ham sandwich and they have just put those bits of ham completely flat on the bread.
Uh-huh. That's me.
You might as well be in prison. Get out of there right now. There's a support group. Dial 999. Escape. Leave. Run. If they're not ruffling your ham,
right,
you need to leave.
Well, listen, I'm going to stop you there.
Ruffle the ham.
I didn't know.
Oh, hey. Get the bread there. No, I'm not finished.
Oh,
don't you
fuck
dare.
But I've got something to say.
Hey, put that bread down. Get that mayonnaise on. Or whatever it happens to be. Ruffle that ham. Don't you put that flat. Don't you dare put that flat.
Oh.
You ruffle that ham. Mmm. Give it a little fold. Next one, like little magic carpet gliding through the air. Mmm, ruffle that ham. Texture, taste. Mmm, ruffle that ham. Sorry, what was what we saying?
I was saying I didn't know that doing that was a thing before I met you.
Absolutely,
it is not
awful.
You are of a very small minority of people who ruffle a fucking ham sandwich.
Sorry. When you buy a professionally made ham sandwich in a shop. Is the ham ruffled or is it flat? I'll tell you right now, I'll answer for you. In shithole establishments, it's flat.
Mm.
Nice places. Eh?
Ruffled.
Ruffled. Ruffled Fair away.
Enough. I still...
Waves of ham.
I still have it flat.
Sending you on your way. You are. You make
Says
it like...
the man who doesn't know how to make a jack of potato. How dare you?
I know how to make...
Stick your ruffled ham up your saggy arsehole. Because you can't cook for shit.
Why is it
ruffle your ham.
Excuse me.
Learn
excuse
how to
me.
Cook, mate.
Excuse me. I'm not even going to take offence here at the fact that you think I can't make a jack of potato. Any fucking idiot can make a jack of potato. That's
you
why
can't they, make that, a jack of potato.
That's why they taste like hot sponge. Absolutely nothing, right? The fact that you have claimed that I've got a saggy arsehole is one of the most... One of the most offensive things ever. I've got it. I'm telling you what, it's like a balloon knot back there. It's like a little, honestly, I can open bottles of beer with my bum hole. I'm telling you, it's absolutely taut. It's like a snare drum. How dare you? You don't you ever bring my bum hole into this again, you monster. Oh. And for the record, again, I do stand by it. Jacket potatoes are the food of boring twats.
Well, honestly, hey, sign me up.
What do you want for your dinner? Do you want any taste? No, I just want a really big, stodgy bit of fucking nothing.
You're so
How
wrong.
Big? Me, the size of me fist.
You're so
and
wrong.
What portion of that do you want to be tasty and have any texture? Just the really thin outside bit and all of the middle. I want it to be fucking pointless, like the inside of the
honestly,
sun.
Honestly, you couldn't be more wrong.
Rubbish.
You couldn't be more wrong. And to be honest, I'm glad that you don't like them because I don't think you deserve... A jacket potato,
wow.
actually.
Don't deserve
I don't think you
potato.
Deserve the luxury.
Luxury. It's the least. It is the least luxurious food in the world.
Well, I've actually had to cut them out for a little bit because I was eating them all the time. And then, you know, I wasn't losing any weight, so I've cut them out. I haven't had one for weeks.
Is that because they're a big, horrible, massive, big chunk of stodge? That taste of nothing.
They don't... Right. Yeah, listen. Let's
what, do you, what do you put on a jacket potato?
I put butter, lots of it, right? Tuna, mayonnaise, sweet corn, all mixed together with a little bit of balsamic vinegar and salt and pepper.
So what you're saying is you have to put a lot of different flavours on the potato to make it nice.
Of course you do.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Case closed. Your Honour?
It's called a meal.
Case closed.
It's called a meal.
Case closed, Your Honour.
Holy shit.
Case closed. Where's my case?
Honestly,
I'll close it.
I hate you.
Where is my case?
Hate. Hate.
Can I bring my case in here?
Loathe.
Ah, oh, play the jingle,
Here's
you
the
fucking
jingle.
Dick.
Here's the jingle. We've got lots to talk about.
Ooh, yeah.
Lots been going on.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. On behalf of Chris and myself, we just want to apologise for that introduction because it was very shouty, sweary.
We're peeking and swearing and getting far too excited in the intros far too early. And I think it's either giving people a shock, right? Or, you know, getting them to expect that it's going to be that level of intensity throughout. And you just you can't keep that up, crikey.
Yeah,
I do like you. I love you. I can't shout at you for that long. It's just not something
I can
do.
Yes, you absolutely can. So don't even lie.
You know I don't like arguing.
Horrible to me.
It's one of your... Don't you ever. You know I can't argue. You know I don't enjoy arguing.
No, you really, really,
really affects
shit at
us.
It, to
really
be
affects us. We had an argument the other day and I went out on my bike. I couldn't enjoy the bike ride. I was get sad the whole way around. Really sad. That's when I came up with the idea of a cow in a field.
Was
when
it?
I got jealous of the cow. Yeah, I was like, I bet you're having an adult argument today, Mr. Cow. But then again, the cow, since thinking about that, the cow doesn't have a bike. So I do win there.
No.
So there we go.
Cows. It would be weird to see a cow on a bike.
I'd love
anyway,
to see a cow.
Listen,
a cow on a bike.
Shut up.
Boy.
It's been a big one this week.
Yes.
It's been a lot going on.
It's been a big one. Listen, I just want to say, before we continue, right, I just want to say here, Rosie, I just want to get this out in the open. I just want to apologise. During the lockdown, when no one was allowed to see each other, I kissed and embraced a married woman. And I'm apologising now. Is the case closed?
Are you apologising?
I'm apologising to you now.
Right, okay, then. Well, I accept your apology and the case is closed.
Case is closed, happy days. You must be fucking terrified of me, Mrs. Prime Minister.
If you don't know what we're talking about, then where have you been? Because there's been a lot going on.
We're all talking about that porn video that got leaked.
Honestly.
He nearly had his finger in a bum.
Yeah.
He nearly had his finger in a bum.
Listen. Don't give a shit that he was having an affair. Whatever you want to do, crack on. None of our business. Didn't be having an affair with someone who doesn't live in your house when you are telling the nation to not see, speak, hug, touch, look at anyone from outside of their household bubble. You fucking asshole!
Rosie seems to be on the fence about how do you feel about this? I can't read how you feel.
I just can't.
You called it the other day by saying you don't trust any of them. I mean, I think it's
the other day. I've been saying this since last year.
Definitely only said it.
They
once
are the least trustworthy people And they run the country, and it actually terrifies us.
I feel like, I've got a theory, I feel like they're all being little posh boys in that. I feel like just growing up, they haven't had like a good smack around the face.
No, none of them have. None of them have had.
You're
absolutely right.
I feel like they haven't been, you know, I feel like real life hasn't touched them. And they're just like, money,
they have never
money
been,
and my rules will fucking solve everything.
They've never been on a bus and a gang of lads has come over and said, give us 20 pence.
Yeah.
They've never had that fear of somebody coming over. They've never been in a nightclub and some lass has whacked them in the face. Or spilled a pint over their head.
The way he goes on, I imagine he's been whacked in the face by numerous lasses.
I know, but anyway, listen.
We don't get into it too much, but
I just feel so sad for the people who didn't. There's people who didn't see people who were their loved ones who were dying. Mm. Because of the rules and sticking to the rules. Yeah. And they've missed out on, you know, people's last years of their life. Like, what? What? Yeah. And the man who was giving out the rules was shagging somebody else from not his house. And I just...
absolutely wasn't in his bubble, like.
Honestly, I find it so, so sad. Mm. So sad. And, anyway. Yeah. I hope everyone's all right. Because, like I say, I don't give a shit that he's having an affair. But... it's just the circumstances surrounding it. And I hope everybody's okay who, you know, there's a lot of people who really, really did stick to the rules because they thought they were doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And I just feel really sad for those people who, luckily we've been in a situation where we've, you know, managed to see the really important people in my lives and bubbles and whatever. And thankfully, you know, grandparents, whatever, were okay. But if something had happened to my grandparent and I hadn't seen them, and they died.
And then you saw a video.
And then I saw a video of that.
Oh,
I would have been absolutely furious. And I'm furious on people's behalf.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we just always just want to hope that he's okay and sending you a little bit of moral support.
Yes. And apparently theatres are going to be able to open full capacity from tomorrow.
Right.
As long as Matt Hancock can finger people in the back row.
Is that what it is?
That's the rule, apparently. Yeah, apparently if Matt Hancock can go there and finger someone... preferably a married person, then all venues can open. Okay. But he's going to be busy because he's got to do my full tour. He's going to have cramp.
He's going to have to wear a splint, like a splint or something.
Bowling glove.
Tell you what, though.
What the fuck
here's
is wrong
something
with us?
Which happened this morning, though. Mm-hmm. I went on Oliver Bonas and bought some stuff.
Is that her fella?
Aye.
Oh, aye, well, he needs all the support.
Brought
to get,
it to the forefront of my mind, and Jesus. I was like, I actually haven't looked on there. They've got some lovely stuff.
See, that's another thing. I feel like they're not. They're definitely, absolutely beyond elite and beyond anything that we've. Because if a video of me or one of my mates came out of me necking on with a married woman, the first thing all of my mates would think and worry about was her husband's going to come and kick me fucking head in.
Mm.
None of that's happening. Do you think he's worried about getting his head kicked in?
Don't know why.
Just because that's like sort of, that's another, that's how detached they are from our level of existence.
Yeah.
Working classes, if you find out, you'd be like, oh, fucking husband's going to come and bray you. That's always the initial thing.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
He'll not be worried about that.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just I don't know. World, I don't think he's got any worries. Sociopaths! The lot of them! But anyway,
so there's this week's politics. Fucking
so we carry
dealt
on.
With.
So we carry on.
Dealt with.
What else has been happening?
So big news. I got a new toothbrush.
Well, hang on though. No, you didn't get a new toothbrush.
Well, yeah. Well, basically, it was so ridiculous. So last week you mentioned that we were sharing a toothbrush and you were angry, and I said you haven't opened that new toothbrush that I got you, and then I opened it for you yesterday, and I turned it on, and you immediately saw that it is indeed touchscreen, and you immediately gave it to me.
Guys, why? Why do we need a touchscreen electric toothbrush? Why? No, on, off. What else do you need to do?
I got the toothbrush out of the box. I was standing brushing my teeth using our toothbrush with the head. I've got a little blue head that I put on. She's got a little red head that she's put on. And I was standing, and she went, I can't believe I've got to wait for you to brush your fucking teeth. And just standing there tapping
her
foot.
Well, because I was just like, we work so hard.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing our read and we're sharing a toothbrush.
Listen, I keep you grounded, right? Now, what I did was, I had to obviously do, as you've heard, guys, right? I'm now in a catch-22 here, because I can give you the toothbrush and go, here, you can can have it, but then I haven't done the full 2 minutes, so I'll get bollocked for that. Mm-hmm. So I've got to do the full 2 minutes while you're standing tapping your fucking foot, glaring at us. So I went and got the one, or you got the one out in the box that was under the sink.
Yeah.
You opened it, you gave it to me, you went, what do? And I turned it on and it said, select language.
Oh, why do you care? Oh, you got foreign teeth. Oh, sorry. Like, why do you need to know your language to brush foreign, your fucking teeth?
Foreign teeth.
I hate this. I hate, honestly.
So I had to choose the language. It was like setup, language, English. Then I had to choose what colour the light on the top was, like I was building my own lightsaber.
Ridiculous.
And I just heard her over my shoulder go, do you want to have that one? And I'll just keep ours. And I went, yeah. And she just under her breath went, aye, it's got fucking you written all over it, that toothbrush has. And the best, you know what the best thing is?
What?
I put it in the other room to charge, right? Mm. This is why I love our son, Robin, so much, because he's a little me. Mm-hmm. I put it in our other bathroom to charge, and he ran in this morning, and he went, Daddy, have you got a new toothbrush? And I went, the black one on the thing. He went, yeah. I went, yeah. He went, it's so cool.
Oh,
and I went, come here, I'll show you. It changes colour. And he was like, yeah. And we just ran off, and we're just a couple of geeks together with a toothbrush, and that's what I love so much. So good. Hey, it's awesome.
Why? Why, though? Why?
Listen. Why are you living in the past?
I just think to brush your teeth. I do love an electric toothbrush.
Double standards. See, there'd be people listening to this going, why don't you just
use an electric? They're so much better for your teeth. They really are. Yeah. But and more so, I like the fact that it just times you. That's what I like. Because then you know. Because when you brush your teeth manually, you don't know how long you're doing.
Yeah,
don't count.
Yourself. You heard yourself. Look, you sound like one of the robots from the future. Manually. Scumbag. So you see, that's the ridiculousness of you. You absolutely are totally love an electric toothbrush, and you won't go back to a normal one where you just brush it with your hand.
No, never.
But put a fucking screen on that and ask what colour, ask what language you want, get it in the bin.
Pointless. I'm sorry. Why do you need to know what language my teeth are?
I'll tell you exactly why you need to know, right? Because you press
stealing
the button.
Stealing me identity.
You choose what setting you want it on, right? There's daily brush, there's intensive, there's tongue brush, there's gum brush, there's super sensitive.
Nah, won't have it. Just ease off. Nah. Goes red if you're doing it too hard. Nah. Stupid.
Jealous of me toothbrush.
No, absolutely not. You can have it forever.
Good.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Speaking of teeth, Rafe's got his new little tooties pegs coming in.
He's got two little bottom teeth. Yeah.
That's something funny, isn't it? That's a proper northern thing.
What?
Tootie pegs.
Tootie pegs,
We call them tootie pegs when babies are getting their teeth in. Yeah. And it was so funny because we went to our mate's kid's, Cody's little party the other day, his first birthday. And big
lovely
shout out,
day.
Cody.
Had a lovely day. Happy birthday, Cody. love to the family. What a lovely day we had.
It was absolutely class.
Felt normal again, guys.
It did.
Fantastic.
It was really lovely. And I mean, you got absolutely hammered, which was
as soon as I got there. Hadn't seen all my mates for ages. They were all in one room. I went, honestly, I must have had 4 bottles of beer in the first 15 minutes
of
being
there. No, you really did. After an hour and a half.
Threw them down my neck.
After an hour and a half of you ignoring me and the kids, I had to go over to you and say, Chris, just a little polite reminder, you've got 2 children. Yeah.
And can you remember what I said? I was standing in a group of people. You came over and said, Chris, you've got 2 kids. They're here. Can you remember what I said to you?
No.
Who is this lady? I said to the waitress, who is this lady? Why is she bothering us? I think she wants a selfie. Can you please remove her from the venue?
You actually did say that. Awful. But no, I had to remind you that you had kids there because you just sat down with your mates and completely forgot.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you went, when the buffet opened?
Yeah.
And you just got yourself some dinner?
Yeah, yeah. It just got me over. I got loads of slices of pizza for myself.
Just nobody
got that,
else.
Went and stood and ate that. Yeah. No. Listen, Rosie.
No,
every man
for
himself.
Are you going to apologise for that?
Every man for himself. Absolutely not. I was enjoying myself. No,
it's
I
so
am.
Bad.
Do you know what? I completely got fought. I'm surprised that I wasn't like, you know, atomic level hungover the next day, because if you guys weren't there and we weren't going home in the car, you driving, obviously not me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you again for being designated driver. I would have ended up fucking 2 in the morning still drinking.
I know you would.
Like,
have.
Yeah, it would have been crazy. I just got so all my friends were there who I haven't seen for a year and a bit. Obviously, because
you have seen them.
Obviously, because we're
not
all at the same time. Doesn't
Fair
count.
Enough.
You know, it's not the full. You know. It's not all the Power Rangers, if not all the Power Rangers are there, but all the Power Rangers, the full gang, were back together. And we do call ourselves. No, we don't. And do you know what I mean? Like, it's not the Avengers. You're not watching an Avengers film if it's just Thor and Hulk. That's why the Thor and Hulk one was called Thor Ragnarok, not Avengers.
Hence
3.
Why I can't enjoy Phantom and the Winter Soldier. Because I just want the rest of them to turn
Phantom
up.
Phantom and the Winter Soldier.
What they're called? Falcon.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Yeah, yeah. Fair enough. I am watching that on my own now. I've been given the permission. So yeah, we're all there together and I got too excited and I saw them and they were like, it's table service. And I stood near a table and I said, 2 bottles of Corona. And that just kept happening for a couple of hours.
And I didn't realise until we left. Uh-huh. Or was it the next day? And I went, how many did you have? And you were like, 6 to 8 bottles. I was like, 6 to 8
honestly,
bottles?
Honestly, I might have been downplaying that. It might have been closer to 10.
No.
Yeah, I got so excited. Just throwing it back. Throwing it back, buzzing, getting them for everyone. Ridiculous. Tipping the waitress, just losing my mind. Johnny Hollywood came out. Tell you what.
Oh, I hate it when you go Johnny Hollywood.
It was really exciting. It was just so nice to see everyone.
I know,
and yes, I did
know.
Forget you. I forget to feed the kids. I forgot to, Robin was outside climbing a tree at one point.
Yeah.
I shouted at my mate. I was like, is Robin there? And he pointed up into the tree and I couldn't see him for the leaves. And I thought, he'll catch him if he falls.
No.
Another bottle of Corona, please. Great day.
Just a great day.
Anyway.
Back to Tootie Pegs, because I'm still a little bit seething about you getting pissed. But anyway, that's a different thing. So, Alasa, we know, obviously seen Rafe, and she's like, "Ee, look, he's got his little Tootie Pegs coming in." And I was like, I just love it when other people say random shit that we say. So he's got his teeth coming in. Yeah. So he's teething like a mother, effer. And I just think it's crazy that kids get teeth grown through the gums. And, like, it must really hurt.
You know, all their teeth are already there. Have you ever seen a
yes, I know. I've seen them when... Yeah. But to come pierce through the skin.
Yes.
Oh.
No wonder they're kicking off constantly.
I know. It's absolutely mental. So that's what's happening at the
minute. Stuff like that baffles me. Pregnancy, childbirth baffles us. I still a part of us that thinks it's all a big hoax. I think I've talked about this before. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
I can absolutely assure you, it's not. Well, it's not a hoax.
You might be in on it.
What, I'm in on the hoax?
You might be in on it, yeah.
Oh, right, okay. Right.
You know, pillows up your top for 9 months.
Yeah.
Whinging loads.
Yeah.
You know, then they make it in a lab. I go in, they give us some kind of gas. Oh, Mr. Ramsey, sign here. Ksh, like gas, like Scarecrow from Batman. And I'm hallucinating. Mm. And then the whole hallucination is you. Like, and they go, oh, look. Oh, we've just pulled this from inside her. Fucking bollocks. You made that over there in the corner.
Right, okay.
Just
handed us it. What's the 2 kilograms extra weight that I'm carrying then?
Enjoying yourself, aren't you? Just on your holders. You're allowed. The pee and fucking jack of potatoes to being on the ruse. That teeth coming through freaks us out. Vinyl records. Don't understand it. Don't understand that either.
No, mate. How does that work?
It's like a groove and a pin in it? What the hell's going on?
Insane, isn't it? Still, yeah. I actually think that is so... before its time, because I still don't understand how they work.
But I understand digital. I understand CDs and mini discs and digitals and MP3 and WAV files. I understand all of that more than I understand.
Yeah.
Here's a big plastic round thing with a groove. You put the needle in the groove and the music will play. Fucking witch! Yeah. Burn the witch!
I tell you what can get in the bin.
What?
QR codes.
Oh, QR codes can fuck right off.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what it is? For a long time, I didn't know how they worked. I thought I didn't have the right phone. I was like, these don't work on my phone.
Rosie, we all believe you. You didn't know you could dictate text messages until last week.
No, I haven't. Do you know what it is? Doesn't understand my accent. Pointless.
Great.
It's pointless.
Well, that's because it hasn't learned your accent. So Siri knows mine. My phone knows my accent. Yeah.
It comes out really like, it doesn't sound very nice. I like to add a lot of warmth to my text messages. That's why they take me so long.
I know that you're struggling with it because I was driving the other day and I sat with you in the car. You were holding the phone in both hands. You weren't doing anything else, but you were trying to dictate a text message. Mm. It was horrible. It was hell on earth. It was one of the worst things.
Listen, I've told you before and I'll tell you again.
Yeah.
Leavers.
You've never told me.
Leavers.
That's the first time you've ever said that. I've told you before and I'll tell you.
Have I just said it in my mind? Right, okay,
oh,
shit.
Great.
I've just said it myself. Just no, leave.
Yeah.
Just leave. Pack your bags.
Can I?
Leave.
Great.
I'll get the house.
What? Whoa.
You can still pay for it.
Pump the brakes there, kid.
You can get a little bachelor pad on the key side. You would love that. Keep modern. You can get a smart claps, lights claps and all that. Yeah.
Are you paying for this place?
Well.
No deal. No deal.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beef. What's your beef?
Right, my beef with you this week is your gym clothes fucking stink.
They do stink.
They stink. They are disgusting. They
smell like sick.
They smell like sick. Even just as they come out of the washing machine, straight away stink. You're making the utility room smell awful. And it should smell like lovely clean washing.
I know.
It's disgusting.
Right.
Chuck them away.
I'm trying, but my new ones aren't here yet.
Oh, it's vile.
Do
you want to explain why?
Because I stink.
Well, no, it's because you've been working out in like winter jogging pants.
Yeah, so I'm not used to gym and getting sweaty and doing stuff. I didn't really have real stuff. I bought a handful of things when I did Strictly because they said you've got to buy stuff with no branding on because if you can't be filmed doing Strictly, even the training with a little brand on.
Yeah. BBC.
And I didn't buy the right stuff. I just went to a place and bought it. It was like, yeah, it was like thick. It was like, you know when you watch like Rocky V and you see them training in like grey...
Yeah,
grey
sweatpants
with like shorts on top of them.
Yeah.
It was like that. With a towel underneath your jumper. So it looks like you've got some kind of fluffy cravat on. Yeah, like ridiculous. Yeah. You know, and everyone else is in like special sport fucking, you know, lycra space age fabric made by NASA.
There's a reason why it's that kind of fabric, isn't it?
Yeah, so I basically have been wearing essentially almost flannel material that soaks in the sweat and keeps it and, you know, lets it breed.
Yeah.
And they generally smell like vomit.
And your boxer shorts do. Would you buy some new boxer
shorts? Some boxer shorts.
You're disgusting.
I've had some boxer shorts for easily older than Robin. Most of my boxer shorts are older than Robin.
You're doing all right. Get some new boxer shorts.
Listen. It's not that fucking simple, right? Men out there listening, it's not that simple. I'll tell you three things that are really fucking difficult for blokes to buy, right? Boxer shorts and underpants. Yeah. Once you've found your comfort and your fit, right? I did a bit of Amazon special.
I get it.
Once you've got your comfort and your fit, you need to stick with them, right?
Same with bras.
They stopped making the David Beckham H&M ones. I nearly burnt the fucking place down, right? I've talked about it in my Amazon special. Caps. Right, very difficult to find a cap that fits nicely the way you like it.
Yeah.
Woolly hats.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get you.
Fucking nightmare.
I get you, but just start trying some.
Woolly hats. I'm not looking forward to winter coming around because I've got to buy more hats. They're either fucking tiny, like I'm trying to put a condom on my head, or like I'm putting a sleeping bag over my entire body. There's no middle ground.
Yeah.
You can't get a normal hat anymore.
See, I never understand that, you know, with women who wear underwear that's just not comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, how do you get through the day?
Sexily.
No, it's awful. Yeah. Was it one of my mates recently had a thong on? She's like my age and that, and I was like, what are you doing? She was like, what do you mean? I was like, you got a thong on?
Thongs were comfortable. I thought it was supposed to be comfortable.
A bit of material wedged up your backside.
Yeah, I've never imagined.
Absolutely not.
Again, I've spoken about it in stand-up.
They're grotesque. I don't think they should be allowed.
Can't imagine.
They're horrible.
Oh, I always think of that cheese, that wire that they cut cheese with.
That's exactly what it's like.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I was like, why have you got a thong on? She was like, I wear them all the time. I was like, do you have no sense in your backside? Like, are you numb from the waist down? Horrible. My knickers are massive.
Yeah,
absolutely massive, but
comfort.
I'm so comfortable. So comfortable.
We are very aware that your niggas are massive.
They're just good, like, honestly.
We can see them on this podcast.
They're that big.
That's how big they are.
They're
huge. You can see them on an audio.
Bought them for, my most recent ones are four sizes too big. I bought them for
when you were pregnant.
And I'm just still in them.
Yeah.
They honestly come up to the under bit of my boob.
Armpits. They're in your armpits.
I love them.
Yeah.
Love them.
Yeah. You look like Dr. Robotnik from Sonic.
I do. I know who that is. I do. And I'm so happy in them.
I didn't think I'd get away with that. Cool. Yeah.
I mean, he's a bit rotund. That's a bit offensive, but that's fine. It's not like you.
Look at you using the word rotund.
I know, isn't that good? I'm sometimes quite clever.
Nice.
What is your beef with me?
First of all, I just want to say I have bought some new special space age gym gear. I bought special stuff like skin tight kind of lycra training stuff that's got anti odor and anti bacterial properties. So that's all gonna.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I ordered it, and because obviously I've got the exercise bike and I go on my bike and stuff, but I'm not what you would call a gym goer or like a super fit kind of fitness freak of, you know, Instagram photos in front of the mirror with me top off and all that. I ordered them online from a big sort of place that sells this kind of stuff. Bank phoned up, cancel my card. they were literally like, oh, it's been some strange activity on your card. I went, strange activity though. Yeah, there's just been a website. I bought loads. I got like a couple hundred quid's worth of a load of stuff.
Yeah, it's quite expensive.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, yeah, it's been some strange activity on a website. Is this, can you confirm this?
Brilliant.
I went, strange activity. I went, do you mean I've bought gym gear? They're like, is that what it is? I was like, you knew that's what it was. You just fucking,
you don't shop.
What's this? What's this lazy prick doing? He's obviously had his card stolen by someone with more motivation. I was fucking furious.
That's something I really struggle to buy, gym gear. I didn't know
well,
what
I've
I'm
done
doing.
It. I've done it. I took the plunge and it still hasn't come yet. I don't know where the fuck it's getting delivered from. Crikey. But yeah, hopefully I'm going to stop stinking the whole house out. And I am sorry. And it does smell like genuine vomit.
It's
I'm really sorry.
Vile.
It's horrible.
Even to the point where my mum was like, what is this?
Yeah.
What is this smell? What's happening? Is,
like
is the washing machine?
Like
I was like, no, it's just Chris's, yeah. Chris's clothes.
Okay. I'm sorry. So there we go. I had absolutely zero beef with you this week. Zero beef. Love me life. Pleasure to live with. Absolutely great. Had zero beef. Till 7:30 this morning.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
sit back.
Here he is.
Here it comes.
Little orphan Annie.
You're about to weep the whirlwind, bitch. Listen to this, right?
Right.
Gentlemen, ladies of the Shag Marinoid universe.
Can you please be
up.
A little bit more inclusive?
Everyone of the all people. All humans and maybe some pets listening of the Shag Marinoid universe.
Yeah.
Listen up, right? Now, last night, we looked in our diaries, our collective diaries. We're very, very busy at the minute. I looked and I said, Rosie,
by the look of things,
a couple of things have moved here. Some stuff got cancelled yesterday. I said, we have got Friday free. I said, Rosie, we're working together a lot at the moment. Do you want to have a lovely little day on Friday? Me, you and Rafe, Robin will be at school. Me, you and Rafe, we'll go to a nice pub or something for our lunch. I will go for a little walk with them in the pram on it. Even, you know, just go to the Metro Centre, go to Newcastle, or just have a lovely little day, right? Last night you went, that would be lovely, sweetheart. I said, thank you very much.
Didn't
little kiss.
Didn't
yes,
say
you did.
Sweetheart.
Something along them lines, I'm paraphrasing.
Don't say sweetheart.
King of my world, or something.
All right, you cunt. Let's do it. Sorry. Yeah, probably. I'm swearing like a troop at the
So she said yes. I went, right, great. I went to sleep. I did the night fees with Rafe. Rosie kindly got up in the morning about 6 o'clock with Robin and Rafe. Went downstairs. I woke up naturally about 7:30, as my body clock lets us wake up now, because that's just what
must
I do
be nice.
To take Robin to school. I woke up. Rosie walked into our bedroom and said, and I quote, Friday, right, I'm going to go and see the girls now on Friday, and I'm going to take Rafe with us because me and you are spending too much time together. That's what you said.
Yeah.
Can we please just, I don't want to make this a gender thing, but men out there, can you imagine if you said to your partner on a day that they had planned to spend with you, can you imagine if you turned around and said, I've decided, love, I'm going to see the lads that day because me and you are spending too much time together. You'd be fucking divorced
right.
faster than you
well,
can say
no.
lads night out.
No, I'm sorry. That just depends on the relationship because at the end of the day, I'm taking Rafe with us. You've got a day off. If you
I've
said
got
to
nothing
me,
to do,
if
man.
If you said to me, Rosie, on Friday, I'm going out with the lads and I'm taking Rafe, I'd probably cry with happiness.
Nah.
A day by myself? Nah. Are you actually kidding us? Chris, I'm sick of you. I am sick to death of spending every minute with you.
Wow.
Why do you want to spend any more time with us? All we do every day, day in, day out, we see each other.
Wow.
Why are you so obsessed with us?
Till death do us part.
Eh? Yeah, till death.
That,
do you want
to
get till?
To,
do you want to get
to
death?
To have to hold.
Because we're not
going to
get there.
From this day forward, as long as you
God,
both
you
shall
are
live.
Such a loner. Honestly, you're just jealous. Because your first thing, it's not because I wasn't spending the day with you. Your first thing was, well, I've got no one to spend the day with.
Right.
But at the end of the day, my two best friends are on maternity leave at the minute. And it'll not be last, it'll not last
long. Yeah. Selfish. Yeah. You said, oh, go and see your mates. How can I go and see my mates? It's gigging, everyone's working. Honestly.
Not my fault.
Brilliant.
This was very last minute because it was meant to be Robin's sports day. Yeah. But it's been, you know, not happening.
Brilliant.
Cancelled. So I thought, right, I'm going to... See the last.
You thought, right, I'm gonna shaft my husband completely and then go and see
Why
my mates.
Do you care?
And then tell him that I'm actually sick of him and I'm gonna go and see my mates and you're on your own. Why do I care? Because I want to have a nice little day with you and it's been thrown in my face. So there you go. But thankfully, Jordan at the rescue. I'm going out with Jordan.
Right,
so.
Great. Have a lovely time.
I'm gonna take Rafe with you. No, absolutely not. Me and Jordan, I'm gonna go out, right? I'm gonna hit the town, right? I'm gonna post a photo on Instagram at about midday of me and him with cocktails. You know, the caption, we don't need no bitches, just the boys, right? Single man.
Single man.
Yeah. It was just a bit harsh.
Oh, Chris, get over
it. I've been woke up in some terrible ways in my life. Do you know what I mean? I've been at sleepovers when I was younger and people have thrown big handfuls of flour in my face. Once I was in a tent and someone tied a rope around my sleeping bag and dragged us out of the tent and across the field on the back of a car. None as horrible as that wake up I got this morning. Morning, Friday's cancelled. I'm sick of you. Bye.
Okay, then. I don't know what to say, because I didn't think you'd be that bothered.
Sorry would be nice.
Nah.
Sorry would be nice.
You'll not get a sorry from me.
I didn't think I would.
I'm a Virgo. We don't apologise.
Not a thing.
It is a thing. Earth sign. Literally not a thing. So, no,
you might as well have told us you're a floopy doopy doop and the religion of floopy doopy doops. Don't apologise. If you believe in star signs, you're a fucking dick.
This is a newbie for me, actually. This has come from nowhere. What star signs, don't you? Why don't you like star signs?
There's absolutely no way in the world that...
They're scientific. It's to do with space and that.
Bollocks.
It is, though.
Utterly bollocks. You love science. There is absolutely no fucking... No organisation or anything out there.
Right, I'm sorry, chaos. You're like poo-pooing star signs, right? Then you told me the other day when we're brushing my teeth that you were like, do you know? He brings this up all the time, right? It's infuriating. Do you know that in another universe, in a parallel universe, you'll be doing this right now, but you'll be French?
First of all,
that is your favorite.
That came from something else. You said about something else about that. You were talking about something being haunted, and I said a more in my head a more realistic idea of than actual ghosts is that two parallel universes accidentally touch and someone just pops through and you can see them for a second. But parallel universes is a scientific hypothesis. It's a scientific theory. It is actually a thing that could be real. Are they fucking shit? Oh, which one are you? Oh, are you the lion? Oh, that means you're kind. Shut up, man. What are you? Are you the fish? I am the fish when we are born in the fish month. Oh, hey, 8 billion people on the planet. You all fit into 12 categories that are fucking identical. Someone said to me, I said, I don't believe it. I said, it's a load of fucking bollocks. And she went, what are you? And I went, a Leo. She went, I went, sorry. So in this made up bit of shit that you're talking about,
my
attributes within your made up bit of shit is that I think your bit of shit's made up. Like, what the actual fuck? That's crazy.
Hang on, right?
Right.
Right, okay. Leo.
Oh, God.
Typical sun in Leo traits include being confident, comfortable being the centre of attention. Here we go. Drama adoring.
No, stop. I don't like drama. Yes, I said at the beginning. We said right at the beginning of the podcast, I don't like arguing. Yes,
right. You don't like arguing, don't like but you are so dramatic.
Nah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Right.
You're the most dramatic drama person adoring. I've ever met.
Drama adorance. That means I love drama. I don't love drama. I hate drama.
Yeah, but you attract drama. You love a bit of drama. You love being dramatic.
See the holes that I'm already...
No, right. Next one. Ambitious. Absolutely.
Right.
Loyal. Too much. Leave us alone. Right?
No, because I'm beginning.
Fiercely protective of their nearest and dearest. Right. Yes, that's true. Generous.
Right.
No, yeah, you are quite generous. Luxury loving. Ha!
Right.
Yes. Sunny and big-hearted.
Great. Put Virgo in.
Right, okay, here we go.
Be exactly the fucking same, but worded slightly differently.
Right, let's have a look. Virgo characteristics. This is me. Right, okay. Hardworking.
Exactly the same as ambitious. Next.
Creative.
Exactly the same as the last one.
Reliable.
Same as loyal.
Patient.
You're fucking joking, aren't you?
I am patient.
Patient. What? We're not trying to set your toothbrush up and you give it away. Stop. Rosie, it's not real. It's made up. There is absolutely no rhyme or reason out there in the stars. It's fucking carnage. There was literally an explosion. We are hurtling.
I think it's hurtling
through space. We are corkscrewing through space with everything else that's flying out. And soon it'll all stop.
No, I don't like talking about this stuff. Why do you ruin my day?
Because I'm a Leo and I didn't say they ruined days. What's the third one down on Leo? Piss on bonfire? Oh, that was it. I pissed on your bonfire with me big lion dick. Cack.
Oh, typical Leo. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Send us your stories, send us everything. We still absolutely love it. Can't believe you're still sending it. We can't thank you enough.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Dear Rosie and Chris, at the time of writing this, it is 2:34 a.m. and I am trapped under my dearest darling, kind of an arsehole 2-year-old.
I like it when people tell her exactly what's going on when they're sending it. I like that.
It's 2:34 a.m.
So she can't move because there's a baby sleeping.
Well, yeah. I'm having a bit of a dilemma and I think only you can help.
Okay.
It's been 2 hours since my son woke up screaming from a nightmare and ended up in our bed. Mm. He stopped crying about an hour ago, but he hasn't even tried to sleep since.
Right.
I have just realised what the issue is. He sleeps with a dummy in each hand, but due to the booting off and the subsequent relocation, he has lost one.
Right.
Dummies, man. I love dummies,
spares.
But Jesus.
Spares.
They're a nightmare.
I've always got two spares. Mm. I don't know how babies seem to be... Honestly... Get babies to smuggle drugs through customs in a dummy.
Yeah.
Because they somehow conceal that dummy on their person and it's fucking impossible to find.
Trying to find a dummy in the pitch black in the middle of the night is like...
But even that, like, it's just like... You'll hear it hit the little cot. You hear it, you go bump and you go, oh, the dummy's fell out. And you do that thing where you scrape your hand like you're dusting it. You're scraping your hand all over to try and find it. You're like, I don't know where it is. And then you find out that it's like in the baby's collar. And honestly, Rafe's literally, I put the dummy in and I hear crying and I go, where have you got it? And he's like, we're now playing Find the Dummy, Father. Honestly. One of my favourite stories still is our mate's daughter said that, because I'm saying to him, I was like, does your daughter not have a dummy anymore? And he was like, one day, she took it out of her mouth and launched it across the room and then never give her it again. And that was that. And it was like her moment of throwing it, just launching it across the room.
Really?
I was like, girls, man, girls don't fuck about.
And then she never had it again.
And she never had the dummy again. Just launched it. Absolutely amazing.
We had to put ours in the bloody tree and everything for the fairies.
Send
for Robin.
Away. Yeah.
He was out for.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, come on, Robin.
Last week.
Get a bit ridiculous now, son. Anyway, I'm saying that. It's totally my fault. I make them have them. I'm like, you will have a dummy.
Oh.
You will have a dummy. I don't understand how kids don't.
I just remember when Robin was just crying absolutely nonstop and we're like, shall we take the plunge? Shall we do a dummy and put it in? And he was silent all night. And I was like, oh my God, how do people not do this?
I know.
Goodness
I don't know. It's one of them. I mean, it's a total choice thing, but a lot of people are just totally against them. And I'm just like, seriously.
And I understand why. I understand why people are for them. I understand why people are against them.
Well, I do and I don't, but at the same time, if you've got a headache, what do?
Put a dummy in.
No, you take some paracetamol. Like, it pacifies a baby. That's what they're there for.
Yeah.
That it soothes them.
Listen.
All the stroke and the bopping and the bloody patting on the bum and all the work, there's not going to dean out. They want to suck on a dummy. Right, give them a dummy. Or put your tit in the mouth.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to keep giving them a dummy. Is that all right?
Yeah, of course.
Good.
Right. Back to the baba.
Yeah.
He won't sleep if he isn't holding something. It tends to be something small and plastic like the dummy. But we have been known to get away with giving him an old school Nokia phone. A very small Tupperware box.
What's that light over there? He's playing snake.
He's just got to be holding something. A very small Tupperware box and even at one point an apple.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
My dilemma stems from the fact that I know 100% that if I move him off me and leave the room, even to get the holding dummy, he will boot off for another hour. Yeah.
You've just
been there.
You get.
Yep.
You just take what you can get,
absolutely.
Don't you?
I also know that within arm's reach of me right this second is a small bag with a little bullet vibrator inside that would meet all his holding criteria.
Oh, no. So,
small, cold, plastic. Perfect.
No, I'm not having this. Like,
I know it is clean as I clean it myself after every use, but I also know it is morally rank.
It's morally reprehensible.
What if it's not as clean as I think? What if he chews on it? What if it becomes his comfort item and I have to explain to nursery why my kid has a sex toy instead of a teddy bear?
I didn't even think of that.
She said here, what do I do?
Right. I think, don't give your kid the vibrator. Not cool. Mm. It'll ruin it for you. You'll never be able to enjoy that thing again. It'll sully it. Because yes, it might be clean. It could be the cleanest thing ever. But you know where it's been. You know what you've used it for.
Baby's been there as well.
Yeah, but yeah.
The baby came out of the place where it's used.
In a very different mood.
Right,
come on.
Well, listen.
You know how a nightclub looks totally different during the day?
Oh, yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
Right.
Very different. Very different mood. Very different things going on in there. I think absolutely do not give your kid it. Ride it out. I know exactly what you mean when you're just trying to get as much sleep as you can or whatever. You just got to maybe try and fall asleep with the kid on top of you. If you do have to give the child the vibrator, which I am fully against, but if you end up doing it, maybe when you have to take the nursery, maybe paint a face on it.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Oh, God. Yes. There's some absolutely rotten ones this week, but it just happened that when I was looking for ones this week, they were just rotten.
Just
so, honestly, apologies in advance. All we've done is argue, and all you're going to listen to is absolute grotesque material. So,
Rosie,
I'm sorry.
That's literally all I hear from.
Right, okay, fair enough. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I have a very short but horrible story for you about one of my boyfriend's work colleagues who, bear in mind, is in his late 60s.
Fantastic.
He came up to my boyfriend at work the other week and proudly pointed at the large gap between his two front teeth and announced, "See this gap? I once got someone's clit stuck in there."
Oh.
Oh. Horrible.
That made me so sad. Do you know the worst bit of that is?
What?
As soon as he went to see this gap, I knew exactly what he was going to say.
No, you guessed that he would have said.
I wish I'd shouted it out.
No way.
I wish I'd shouted it out.
Ew.
Oh.
Aren't people gross? You just assume that people,
terrible,
especially men, get less disgusting as they get older, but
they don't.
They're just exactly the same, and it's really sad.
Oh, gosh.
So, there you go.
Good God,
see this gap. Someone's clit stuck in there once.
Do you know you did such a... Did you see me get a fright there?
What?
You did such a good voice there. I thought you were playing somewhat of audio of someone
else.
No
way.
That voice, I had no idea who that was.
That
did
was
you
me?
Not see his jump?
No.
I got a shock.
No.
I looked away slightly, then I heard the voice and I jumped and I was
see
like, who the fuck's
gap.
That? Yeah, it was really good.
See this gap, sunshine.
See you do.
Someone's clit got stuck in there once.
That's horrible. That's horrible. I hate him.
What's his name? Gary.
No, I don't like that.
Poor Gary's.
I feel like Gary's have had a rough ride the past few years.
There's no Gary's left.
No.
It's a name that has literally died out.
I reckon he's called Clive.
Clive? No, that's very middle class.
Click Clive. No, you got careful. Careful then. Middle class, careful. Quiet ones are the worst.
No, he's vile. He's not posh. Would a posh... see this gap, sunshine. They'd have said clitoris. Not clit.
I don't think they'd have said it at all.
Well, I know. Well, maybe they would have.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? Do posh people lick each other out?
I reckon he's got a like an awful nickname.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Like Flange or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just reckon he's got a really horrible nickname. Do you know what I mean?
Ew.
Grotter.
Grotter.
Or Groat.
Groat.
Or Dave the Gooch.
Oh. You call Dave?
Don't know. I don't want to slag anyone's name off.
Well, I know, but we have.
Multiple names.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, long time listener, first time emailer.
Nice.
Please keep me anonymous. You'll see why.
Always.
So, about me, not really a drinker, as I'm a wimp with hangovers. The prospect of parenting while hungover is awful. I'm sure you'll all agree.
Oh, yes.
With the whole lockdown COVID bollocks, I decided to dust off the old drinking boots and have a few at my pal's barbecue. After all, the sun hasn't shone for a while in many ways. Oh, so true.
Gosh, how deep. How deep and poignant.
I know, I love it. Oh. It's very well wrote, this. I have a sweet tooth, so I opt for those fruity bottles of cider. Fairly refreshing in the heat. I didn't have time to cool them, so I had to use ice cubes. Remember this.
Yes.
Okay. I went to my mate's freezer and helped myself to ice. He had those long, thin ones to fit in the bottle, which was very convenient.
Yes.
I drank my bottles, had a fab time, then went home all jolly and full of sausage and cider.
Fast. Yeah. It's barbecue. Yeah, it's barbecue. Not an orgy.
No. Yeah. Fast forward to later that night, back home, and me spewing my ring.
Great.
I hate that scene.
Yeah, I was going to say, this has all been really well written. They even managed to dance around not naming the brand of cider, which was very clever, and then spewing my ring came from nowhere. Well,
come on, it's still very well. My other half had a mint time cleaning it up. Oh, the Geordies.
Right.
I know she loves that sort of stuff.
Great. Okay. A heavy sarcasm.
Yeah. The next morning, we had a bit of a debrief, as I'd been with the lads most of the time and her with the girls.
Got you.
Anyway, I found out my mate and his good lady were trying for a baby. Excellent news. This next part is where it takes a turn.
Got you.
I know my mate does weird shifts, as does his lass, so it was no surprise to hear they're struggling to find time to make all the love, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Yeah, to counter that, they came up with a novel idea. Keen not to delay anything, my mate has been coming in a cup, and she used a syringe to shoot it up her when she got home. A method proving difficult. Plan B, Christopher, was to freeze his ejaculated semen and her pop it in an ice cube. A long, thin ice cube. Upon hearing this, I realised why I was so ill.
Oh, my God!
I'd spent the night lapping up my mate's frozen cum and furthermore telling anyone who would listen how nice the cider was. Needless to say, I'm back on the wagon for both alcohol and cum, frozen or otherwise.
That is straight out of American Pie.
Great.
That is one of the most... Oh, my Lord.
Imagine the next day after I
couldn't be friends anymore with someone. I couldn't be friends if I'd known I drank a load of their cum at a barbecue.
I don't think he's told them. I honestly think that he will take that to his grave.
Honestly.
Like you say, he's been going around going, this is bloody lovely, this. Oh, go and try this. Oh, hey, this cider's lush.
Oh, mate, did you have a good time at the barbecue? Yeah, it was great. Yeah, thanks for inviting me. Hey, by the way, I forgot to ask, will you be my best man at my wedding? Well, I bollocks. Bye. Phone down. We're not friends anymore. Drank your spunk. Can't look you in the eye.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Please keep me anonymous as some family members listen to the podcast.
Ooh.
This isn't the funniest story ever, but it makes me friends.
Thanks for emailing in. Cheers. Next one. Fucking. Oh,
well,
God.
Well, I've picked it though. Right, okay. Come on. Makes me and my friends crease every time we talk about it, so I thought I would share.
Oh, sorry. So she's claiming this. He or she is claiming it isn't the funniest story ever, like in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't heard it yet.
It's one of those where. What she doesn't realise is that she's put something on the end.
Another one of them. That's a bit banging.
Actually, I need to know more about that than the actual story.
Yeah, okay.
But I'll give you the story.
Yeah.
It's a bit rank, but we are a bit rank.
Of course
so
we are.
Here you go.
Aren't we all?
For context, I had been with my ex-boyfriend for around 3.5 years. We were very comfortable with each other. However, I was so embarrassed when this happened.
Mm.
He was over at mine one night and we got a Chinese takeaway for tea. We sat down to eat it and thoroughly enjoyed it. Then things got a bit heated. Straight after food, ew.
Yeah.
Rank.
Nah.
Have a word. Again.
Oh, I feel a bit ill thinking about it. I've told you before, haven't I? I can't watch Gavin and Stacey, the scene where Ruth Jones and James Corden are eating KFC and necking on. Can't watch it. I have never watched that full scene. I have to fast forward it.
Mm-hmm.
I go, I just want to be sick.
Again, for context, we were in my bedroom, not at the dinner table or anything. To be blunt, she's going to be blunt here, started giving him a blowjob. And he was getting well into it. Just had a fucking tea.
After your Chinese just had a tea. Takeaway.
He was getting well into it. But then, suddenly, I started to feel something in my throat. In brackets, not his dick.
Brilliant.
And all of a sudden, before I could even think, a whole chip came flying out from my mouth and landed straight on his top. Yeah. We both just stared at it before I had to pick it up and put it in the bin. Oh. It is mortifying to think about, and I've been terrified of blowjobs ever since. That. She's put in brackets here as well. Shows how greedy I am because it was whole. It was a whole untouched
that
chip.
That is apt. Like a bird. Swallowed it like a bird.
Yeah.
That is so embarrassing. So disgusting. Oh, God.
Imagine
full
just...
Full chip.
Just like literally...
Greedy cow. Oh, God.
And this is the bit she's put on the
end.
Well,
not can I just say, first of all, what she should have done, she should have told him, just to freak him out, she should have told him it came out the end of his dick. She should be like, oh my God, this just came out of your dick. A full chip just came out of your dick.
You're pissing chips.
Go to the hospital. You're pissing chips.
This is the bit. This is the bit that I was just like,
okay.
Who are these people?
Okay.
And are we strange for not doing these things?
Come on.
Also, to prove how comfortable with each other we really were, he once dipped a chocolate digestive in my vagina as a joke and ate it. I want to know why, and I want to know how, and I want to know what position she was in.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
What's
she doing?
In what world is her vagina exposed and ready to dip something into, and you are in the same room eating a chocolate digestive? What scenario is this?
I don't know.
What the hell's going on? What's wrong with everyone?
Is she having a smear test? And he's having a cuppa.
Just at the standing same there. Time. Just with a cuppa. Just, what are you doing there? Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, no.
That's why. Why is she legs akimbo while he's having a bicky? What's going on?
In what world?
I don't know.
I mean, they just sound like. They just sound like there's no sort of barrier. There's no differential between food and sex. For these people.
Gross.
Like.
Pure. The Grossmans.
Gee whiz, man.
The Lloyd Grossmans.
The Grossmans.
That's what they are.
Oh, God. Did bloody die to chocolate as well? Did
but I think she's. The problem is she's wrote it wrong. She's wrote dipped. Dipped in. Dipped in is from a height. He's gone underneath then.
Yeah, so you're right. Dipped is from the top coming down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why I have an image of her lying down with her legs open. Whereas we like dipped it. You don't dip.
Maybe they're just maybe they're having sex for so long he started getting faint and he had to quickly go and get a little snack from the corner of the room.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And it wasn't wet enough.
Yeah, well maybe
they are quite dry.
Yeah. Normally she coughs up snacks for him to have during but you know, she wasn't providing it dear, so we had to go to the cupboard and get a fucking biscuit. Dirty horrible pigs.
Honestly, like fucking penguins.
Dirty horrible pigs.
Babadoo 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 ba. Hey guys.
Hi.
I'm just listening to episode 121 and the topic of minesweeping has come up again. It's reminded me of a story. So many minesweeping stories.
Yeah.
Like, this is huge.
Quick recap, if you don't know what minesweeping was, basically having no money in a nightclub or a pub, going around back in the heyday before COVID and basically taking all of the dregs of everyone's drinks that you can find in the pub. Sometimes the connoisseur would pour it all into a pint glass and drink it in one go. The quick minesweeper would just do them as they went round.
Yeah.
A friend of mine once got glandular fever doing this and was literally bedridden for 6 months.
So don't try that at the club, guys. Clubs are shut.
Clubs are shut, don't worry. Unless clubs are apparently opening full capacity.
Are they?
Tomorrow, full capacity. As long
tomorrow?
As long as Matt Hancock can finger people in the club.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. He's going to be so busy.
So busy.
So busy.
So busy. Get a couple of bowling gloves.
When my mum and dad were younger, they had zero money, in brackets, like most young couples.
Yeah.
They had gone out for a drink and the couple at the table
wasn't zero money then, was it?
Well, they'd only had enough money for a little drink.
I just feel like sometimes your mates say they're skint when they don't want to do a thing with you.
You've ever had
that friend who goes, I'm skint, I can't it, and you go, okay then. And then the next day they're doing something else and you go, nah, you weren't skint, you just didn't want to do the thing with me.
People have different levels of skint as well.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm skint. How much you got in your savings account? 14 grand. How skint are you?
Look, I just don't want to go out with you.
Yeah, you just don't want to spend any
money. I don't
want
to go to the pub with you.
Oh, yeah, with me, actually.
Rosie, I think we've basically got to the bottom of it here. We just don't have very many. Right.
So they're going out for a drink. The couple at the table next to them had ordered big steak dinners.
Oh, God.
The couple had barely touched a chip when they started arguing. Soon, the woman stormed out of the pub and the man quickly followed. My dad looked at my mum and then at the two untouched steak dinners, and they decided it would be such a shame to let them go to waste.
Wow.
So they switched tables and tucked in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
A few minutes later...
Shut up.
The couple came back
Shut
in.
I was going to say imagine the...
They had made up outside and were ready to carry on eating. My parents were sat there chowing down on the couple's dinner with now almost empty plates.
Oh my God. I was going to say, imagine they came back in.
No, they came back
That's
in.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. I don't know what they said to excuse themselves. Oh God, I just know they left pretty sharpish.
Oh my God. I love that so much. Imagine. That's great. That. What would you say? Right, like, so what would you say if you were the couple who had came back in?
What do you need tea for?
I honestly don't know. I would be like...
I'd probably apologise.
No, I wouldn't know. I'd be like, so, were we sitting here? Was it... Where were we? I would be so confused.
Yeah.
And then they could either like so, totally style out and be like, oh no, so you were sitting over there. So yeah. Please don't bother us. We're eating our dinner. Like, what the hell's wrong with you? But I think that is... Fucking mad.
Very awkward.
The balls to get up and go and steal someone's dinner.
Is it balls though? Because at the end of the day, if they've left and they've left the dinner and it's when you're skint, yeah. You know what I mean? Steak dinner, that's a lot of money. Yeah. You're talking 20 odd quid in some restaurants for a steak.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and it's just going to waste. Part of me would be like, you know.
Pick it up and take it to your table.
Don't yeah, go that would make more table. Sense.
Pick it up and take it to your table and go, oh yeah, the waiter cleared it. And
yeah,
just eat.
And then, yeah, then you totally got away with it.
Don't sit in their table. Wearing their jacket. I'm you from the future.
It would be so awkward.
It would be so embarrassing.
Like, but then... What's that word when like, do you know when someone moves and you steal the seat?
Yeah.
And you're like...
Or like snoozy lose.
Snoozy lose. I'm sorry, mate. Snoozy lose.
Here's one. Do you keep eating when they come back? So they come back, they're like, what you're doing is this ours, and you've got four chips left. Do you finish them four chips while you're trying to work it out? Or do you completely stop eating?
Don't know. Who pays the bill?
I mean...
So they've just dined and dashed. It doesn't make sense, this story.
It's probably a pay at the counter. You know when you go up and you order? You used to go up and you order, then they give you the wooden spoon or whatever, and you go and take the back and you bring
okay,
it over.
Okay, so they've paid. Might so it's paid, paid for.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see where they're coming from. If they've left
wow.
in an argument, just whatever.
Wow.
Class. Absolutely class. Hope it was nice. What if it wasn't your kind you like? Oh, this is... So have I done this very steak that we've stole.
Excuse me, waiter. I asked for rare. You didn't ask for anything. Well, I want rare. Make this rare. I've paid good money to be here, said the guy who just left.
Change me sauce while you're at it. Babadoo, 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 ba. As always, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shagged and Married Annoyed, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, guys, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you want to get in touch, as always, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. The wine glasses are back in stock on the website for the merch. Go for it. Had a little red with it the weekend myself.
You can
quaff it right round, you know that.
Proper.
Put a little bit in and quaff it right round. You can have arguments with people, you can pontificate, you can make a point without spilling a fucking drop. It's a fantastic wine glass. The tour's dates for December are on sale on the website for the Arena Tour. We're very much looking forward to that, and we'll be back in your ears next week. Big
See
love.
You
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.